We're going to talk now about the IFA, because around 20 members of the Irish Farmers Association are protesting outside the offices of Bord Bia in Dublin against the decision not to remove Bord Bia chairman Larry Murren from his role. Said he'll remain in place for as long as it takes. It follows news last week that Mr. Murren's company, Dawn Farms, has been using some Brazilian beef in its meat products. Farming groups, including the IFA and the ICMSA, claim the situation creates a conflict of interest given Bord Bia's role in promoting Irish food and that he should step down. An emergency meeting of the board of Bord Bia, called for by IFA President Francie Gorman, is also a member of the board, was held on Thursday to discuss the matter, after which the board decided to support Mr. Murren to continue as chairman. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden has also said Larry Murren has his full confidence. With me on the line is Jason Fleming, chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Farm Association. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy.
What can you tell me about this protest?
I suppose, Jory, the bottom line here is, look, the chairman of Bord Bia is involved in, that he owns, is importing beef from Brazil. And look, I suppose that's well documented over the last week or so. And I suppose, look, I've been on your show 2 weeks ago on Mercosur as well. So, look, the whole Brazilian and South America and Mercosur deal is been well highlighted. I suppose, look, in relation to Bord Bia, I suppose the function of Bord Bia firstly is to promote Ireland's outstanding grass-based beef and lamb worldwide. And I think there's a conflict of interest here with the chairman. His main job here is to support us as farmers. And I suppose it's a big kick in the teeth to farmers as well, Jory, where there's, look, my phone is hot over the last, since this story broke, in relation to inspections there over the last couple of weeks, or today or tomorrow, from farmers that are, I suppose, that Bord Bia are coming out to inspect them in relation to their farm safety, medicine, feed dockets, inspection of all the animals and certification. And I suppose it's a fair kick when you see the top guy that's supposed to be promoting farming in this country, the chairman, and he bringing in unregulated beef from Brazil, Jolly, yeah.
Okay, well, just on that, Jason, are you not overplaying this a little bit? First of all, it was 1% of beef sourced by Brazil by Dawn Farm Foods 2025, and it went to England, not Ireland, according to senior government sources. They confirmed last year Irish beef made up the majority of its supply, and together with UK and other EU countries, accounted for 99% of its annual overall supply. So a tiny minority of what they bring in, and it didn't go to Ireland, it went to England.
But sure, you were making the same case about Mercosur when I was on your show last.
No, listen, I'm not making any case, Jason. Yeah, what is reported as is happening. This, you're making claims that he's bringing Brazilian beef to Ireland. I'm making a statement based on government sources from widely reported reports in the media that it actually went to England, not Ireland. So it's a clarification, not any case that I'm making, Jason. Can you answer the question?
The reality is, Jory,
are you overplaying it based on the amount, fact it went to England, not Ireland?
No, Jory, the reality here is there's unregulated beef coming in from Brazil. It's as simple as that. It's not a fair playing field. And the guy that's the chairman of Bord Bia, which the quality insurance in this country, has a company that's bringing in unregulated beef. It's as simple as that. And we can't have one rule for this.
As simple as that. If it's going to England, it's a different market. It's not Ireland. It's not even in the EU.
But he's the chairman of Bord Bia, right? We can't have one rule for the guys at the top of Bord Bia and another rule for the guys, the farmers on the ground that are out calving cows morning, noon and night over the next couple of weeks and, you know, trying to get feces into calves, be a sucker and dairying, and especially the dairy sector. And we can't have a scenario where the guy that's supposed to be leading our charge, the chairman of Bord Bia, is doing whatever he, you know, that's involved in this company. And I think, look, His position is untenable, and I think IFA, to be fair to Francie Gorman, I think we called it right here, and it's time for the chairman to go, in my eyes.
Okay, Francie Gorman's on the board. The board met, and the board decided, no, he shouldn't go. Yet Francie Gorman's not accepting that and is holding this protest, even though he's a board member. Should he not abide by the board's overall decision? All the other stakeholders are happy enough to support him.
sorry, John, no, but whatever about the other stakeholders, Fancy Gorman and IFA are representing small family farms on the ground. And when you were a farmer getting up tomorrow morning at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, calving a cow, and you're looking at what's going on here with Barbara, and they're coming out and doing all the chicks on our farms. And so he's 110% right to be leading the charge here. And fair play to ICMSA is on board as well. That's my view.
Okay, what do you make then of what IBEC have said about this, Jason, the business lobby group? They've described your campaign as disproportionate and potentially damaging. Danny McCoy of IBEC said it was a manufactured outrage in many ways and an unreasonable position that risks doing damage to Bordbia, which promotes Irish food internationally, whipping up controversy in Bordbia because they have an issue with the Mercosur trade deal, as I think very damaging approach by the IFA and the ICMSA. He said it's doing damage to an agency that's really important to farmers and the wider business community because of the quality control and assurances that Bordbia gave the international community. The provenance of Irish food should not be dragged into an issue about Brazilian beef. What's your response to that point from the business world?
I couldn't agree with the statement more, Joy. But there's only one person doing damage to Irish farming here, and that's the chairman of Bordbia. There's no one else doing damage. And we're depending on Bordbia to market our products all over the world. So what I'd be calling for here, Jory, is everyone get around the table here, sit down and see can there be a solution come to. I mean, the scenario is the chairman, and I don't want to repeat myself, the chairman here is promoting Irish products, right? And supposed to be looking after Irish farming in relation to quality insurance and all the regulation we're doing on the ground here. And I'm not going to go through it with you. I mentioned a few of them there. And we have a scenario where he it's one law for the guys at the top with the suits, and it's another law for the guy that's getting up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
You'd refute that you're not conflating Mercosur with this and trying to continue on the fight over Mercosur to try and widen out because you're upset with what's happened there. This isn't
to be fair, no, Jory. Well, I don't think we're upset over Mercosur. I mean, it's been pushed out for a year and a half now, and it's going to the courts and today adjudicate on it. So, I mean, to say they were upset over Mercosur is we didn't lose the case of Mercosur wasn't lost, so it's pushed out for a year and a half or 2 years. I was disappointed as well, Jory, just when I'm on your show that. You know, when you are bringing on someone talking in relation to Mercosur, which you had Sean Kelly on last week, that you should have a balanced debate and have the likes of myself on as well, or someone from the farming organisations as well. There was a statement made by Sean saying that the circular call, which is right, the circular numbers are back from 1.1 million back to 600,000. But there has to be questions asked. Why are they back to 600,000, Jory? Why is the numbers nearly halved over the last 20 or 30 years? The reason is the lack of government support, which Sean Kelly is part of in Fine Gael.
We also had Billy Kelleher on for 10 minutes before him, and I questioned him with the opposing side the same way as I questioned Sean Kelly with the opposing side, and people got both sides of the debate that morning. So I'd have to refute that it wasn't fair or balanced by having Sean Kelly on with two MEPs with different sides, one supporting your argument, one with a different view. How was that not balanced?
I suppose from my perspective, I'd be talking maybe from the Arnie farmer on the ground, Jory. I didn't hear Billy Kelleher.
So is Billy Kelleher, who supports your view.
I didn't hear him on the show. I didn't hear Billy Kelleher.
So Keller's you didn't hear him put the alternative view, yet you're calling a biased situation. Is that what you're telling me this morning, Jason?
But my point here, Jory,
just answer that question now. You made an allegation on that we weren't fair and balanced. You made an allegation that we were biased.
What I'm saying to you,
First of all, if you could pause, Jason, I'll leave you time to answer. But you made an allegation that we weren't biased in our coverage of the Mercosur by having Sean Kelly on unopposed, even though I questioned him from the point of view of farmers and what they were saying about how unhappy they were. We had Billy Kelleher on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes nearly, before Sean Kelly, with the view of the farmers, because he supports yours. And you're saying you didn't hear that.
There was one main point left out of that, Jory, in relation to the 500,000 or 600,000 sort of calls that are after being caught there with the last 20, like I said, 20 or 30 years.
That's a separate debate on a separate issue over the market conditions
No, Jory, it is not a separate debate because it all boils into the same thing. Sean Kelly's view was that we had to bring this unregulated beef in for Brazil, because we're the shortage of beef farmers in this country. And you have to ask the question, why
that
is there a shortage of beef farmers?
That wasn't his view. He was talking about the overall Mercosur trade deal. He was talking about the need for trade with other countries in the context of the international situation that we have. He wasn't saying we have to bring it in. He was talking about the merits of the deal in the wider context of the wider economy and other sectors.
What he said was, Johnny, that there was the circle cow numbers have gone from 1.1 million down to 600,000. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, and which was a commercial reality, which is what he was talking about.
Yeah, but I'm just, my question there, Jory, to the likes of the MEPs and the politicians, is why are the numbers gone back? It's the same as the dairy sector. Why are the numbers dropping? They don't see confidence in farming in this country. It's as simple as that. And we're not getting...
Yeah, which is part of a wider deal, which is much more to do with Mercosur and other things. But Jason, you said on the programme, I won't belabor the point, but you're not going to withdraw that saying we were unfair and unbalanced by having Sean Kelly on, even though we had Billy Kelly on from the other side.
I think there should be a balance. The same...
Which you didn't hear.
What I'm saying, Jory, is when the likes of a politician is on debating something, there should be a proper debate at the same time, the way it can be counteracted there and then, Jory, is what I'm saying, right? And
well, it was counteracted by me as the presenter, questioning him in his position, which I do all the time, Jason. I put your points across. The same way as I'm questioning you from the other side, Jory, of what Ibaker said today.
Jory, if you give me a chance to talk, if you want to answer.
Well, you've had 10 minutes now, Jason, and you're sticking with your point that we were unbalanced and biased by having Sean Kelly on. Is that what you're saying to me this morning?
Jory, I came on about two topics. You're cutting across me. I came on about the blue.
No, you brought it into the debate, Jason. In fairness, you brought it into the debate. You brought it into the debate. You criticised this programme and you called us unbiased when we had another politician on with a different view, your view, and you didn't hear it. But you're refusing to say maybe you got it wrong.
All I'm saying to you, Jory, is it should be done the way it was at the politicians' election, like the county councillors. You have two or three of them on at the time, and it's a balanced debate then. There and then, not fellas on before and after. It's a balanced debate, as in...
Okay, we'll have to get you into the production of radio programmes maybe as well. You can tell us how to run our show as well. Jason, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me in the programme this morning. Give us your views on what Jason Fleming, the chair of the IFA in Kerry, had to say about the idea, about the issue, about the Board BIA debate, which is continuing, by the way, this protest the IFA and the ICMS have, calling for the head of Board BIA, the chair of the board of Board BIA, to step down and resign.